KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Domi Shi was the first woman to direct a Pixar short. The Chinese-Canadian filmmaker won an Oscar in 2019 for her affecting and interestingly strange bow. Now she's done a lovely debut feature, Turning Red, a Pixar release streaming on Disney+. The heroine is 13-year-old Mei Li, a Toronto schoolgirl voiced by Rosalie Chang. Mei is the dutiful daughter of a perfectionist mother. She's an overachiever who may well become a United Nations Secretary General, as her mom expects. Before taking office, though, she needs to release the wild animal of her inner adolescent. One of the charms of the short, Bao, was that it was shot like a silent film. Turning Red, set in the early 2000s, is a talkie all the way. Mei is a chatterbox laureate. She can't stop gushing about a dorky convenience store clerk she adores from afar. Like her three girlfriends, she talks compulsively about scoring tickets to see a self-enchanted boy band that's coming to town. Something else colors Mei's life. She discovers to her horror that whenever her emotions get the best of her, she turns into a huge red panda. It's a family thing, something that goes back through generations of women to an ancient ancestor. The concept obviously evokes the Hulk and his ancient ancestors, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but with a difference. The transformation isn't prompted only by rage. Mei's panda pops out in response to any of the various excitements that get the best of many teens during most of their waking hours. It's a terrific comedy metaphor for breaking the traditional bonds of repression that will be familiar to daughters from families the world over. The film is top-drawer Pixar, even if Disney is confining it to its streaming channel, specific in its cultural details and valuable at a time when people of Asian descent are once again victims of hate crimes, yet universal in its emotional range and comic appeal. That range is wide. At one extreme is a tender exchange between Mei and her father, who's previously seemed to be pretty much detached from her life. At the other is a spectacular, fiercely funny exorcism organized by Mei's grandmother. She frames the ritual as Mei's chance to banish the beast within and finally become her true self. It is that and much more, a tumultuous, intricate, and sporadically mystical set piece interwoven with the concert that Mei had yearned to attend. The climax as a whole is cheerfully chaotic, if not over the top, but who cares about perfection when a movie is as good as this one? I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW the week after next with more reviews.